Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the BDB podcast. This is our GDC special. Once again, I am Chris. With me today, we have once again Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
We have Ty.
What's up, pussies?
And today we have a special guest, Selby.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so this is attempt number 3 at recording this podcast. We have all different kinds of fuck ups. Fuck up 2, Mountain Dew.
I think we'll chalk that one up to Mountain Dew.
That one's up to Mountain Dew.
Fuck up 2, yeah. Mountain Dew, the sequel.
Yeah. I just want to say now, you may hear an extra voice in the background. That is because both Jared and Ty are in university right now, and they have roommates. So any noise you hear may be from them.
I love how it makes me and Chris out to be really lonely.
You might hear some people in the background for Chris.
Yeah, maybe. Depends how pissed off my parents get. You never know. I'm kind of annoying.
Chris, right, you hear your mom shouting from the other side of the world.
That is true.
Right, anyway. So, today, 2 pieces of DLC come out for Xbox.
Yeah, both AAA pieces as well, quite recent as well. We had the Gears of War, the Gears of War Judgment Maximum sponsored DLC, and the Halo 4 Free Forwards map.
I still think it's really weird that Maxim sponsored the Gears of War.
Yeah, Maxim.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
Magazine?
Yeah.
What is it like? It's like supermodels and shit in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's a supermodel. No, it's completely no significance whatsoever.
Oh,
is it not a fact that DLC at all, the fact that it's sponsored by Maxim? Like, is there a mention anywhere? They get, like, a little logo in the corner.
There was supposed to be, a free skin, like an armor skin and a weapon skin, but I looked in the character setup screen and there was nothing. So,
how awesome would it be if you had a naked Maxim model on your gun? Probably use that skin all day.
Yeah. People will
imagine if you're walking around, there's fucking like little, you know, like mannequins of Maxim supermodels. That would be
People were taking a piss and there was going to be special skins, like you're going to have Bikini Sophia as a playable character and Bikini Anya and all shit like that.
Yes.
But that would just give, like, you know those parents that bitch that there's too much violence in video games but are out banning 18 games for fucking 7-year-olds? That would just give them more things to bitch about.
Yeah. But anyway, look, there was no skin at all, so what we're thinking is it might be available if you actually buy Maxim Magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there could be like a
so
thing.
You have to buy your softcore porn.
So buy your softcore porn and you can get your special skin for your 18 plus game.
This is what sells games.
I mean,
right,
sex
here.
Sells, right?
That's better than mine.
Sex sells.
Apart from the skins and stuff and the map, we also got the execution game type, which, you know, for Gears of War, not having execution upon
really
a day
weird.
One release, what the fuck's happening now? It's just...
Like,
do they have Warzone or no?
No, there's no Warzone.
There's no Warzone either?
Guys, I'm going to throw a theory here. I think that was the combat, like, the trader market. You know what people now, like, buy a game, complete it, and then don't see a reason to keep it. Like, they probably done that so that people would keep it longer for the DLC to come out to play the execution game type.
I mean, that kind of does make sense, but, I mean, because it's a free DLC, I suppose that kind of does back up a little bit. But it came out within a week of the game being out, so...
Seems really insignificant to me.
It's fine.
But I mean, like, at this time, like, let's see, what's out now? Like, Bioshock, Gears, fucking Tomb Raider. Like, me, you know me, Chris, I normally would buy a game, complete it, and trade it in the same week if there's another game worth playing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just to get people to keep it, so that they...
Hey, did they add Annex?
No.
They didn't add Annex? I heard that,
like,
they're adding Annex.
They might.
There's time. I mean, there's still time.
I can't believe they didn't add Gears 3.
Like, all these game types being missed from a Gears
game.
They're
going to add them slowly,
bad.
I think. Slowly over time.
Annex was the best game type. That was
awesome. This is to keep people from trading that in, so that they
can
play.
Yeah, it's like, I could trade in Gears 1 now and get Injustice, but if I wait these extra 3 fucking weeks, I could play Annex.
I totally get Injustice. That shit looks
like... No, I'm all for Injustice.
But, like, every week they get you to keep the game is another week you might buy a new skin or, like, just pay to unlock something else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Should I buy the Maxim skin even though I didn't have the game?
Ty just wants to see boobs.
Yeah, of course.
I just wanted in my purchase record Maxim cover model skin. Yes.
Just have that up there so you can look at your account history and went, yeah, I bought that.
I bought that shit.
Imagine that came in your credit card bill, Maxim cover model skin. The fuck is he buying?
Yeah.
Yo, my fucking guy who runs my bank will be like, that kid's a boss.
So they think you're the thing from Jeepers Creepers is what they think.
What?
Oh, yeah. Then the second piece of free...
We haven't even talked about the map yet, Kim, because we fucking went off in a tangent about Maxim. The map is an Arctic map, so it's obviously snow. It's reminiscent of It looks like Jacinto mixed with Azure a little bit.
Hmm.
So it does. But
that's a slip. That's a slip. They should have made the Maximum Cover Model Studio. That would have been awesome.
That would have been the shit. Like. But I haven't actually got a chance to play on the map yet, because I had a few things to do today. So yeah, we'll try that later, and we can talk about it and like when.
Yeah, you can tell me what it's like anyway next time.
The second.
We also need to try the other DLC that we're going to talk about.
Go ahead, Jared. You want to take this one?
Yeah, our second piece of free DLC is the Halo 4 Forge Island DLC. The Forge Island DLC is just 3 blank flat surfaces.
Oh, wait, they give that out for free?
Yeah, they give it for free today.
There was a tweet made, and the tweet made to announce it was go make Beaver Creek, and it was just a link announcing it had been released. Like, that was it.
How do you make Beaver Creek on an island?
Well, just make it out of like other forged items and stuff. Yeah. Beaver Creek's one of the. You think it's a Halo 2 map?
Yeah, that's just geology.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Like,
that's just.
Or it might have been Blood Gulch. It was probably Blood Gulch, honestly. But
yeah, you know. I think it was Blood Gulch.
Yo, maybe. How awesome would it be if they put in Forge mode, like water, like you know how like in some games you can make like a source of water and it'll start pouring down.
Oh,
how
dope
would it be if you could put like waterfalls and shit?
Would that not be a bitch to run though?
Well, I mean, it'll also be limited to what the surface area of the water would be. There'd probably be a very tight limit on that. But it would be really nice to actually be able to do shit like that.
I think you've seen people before in Halo, like in Reach, make use of water features.
Yeah,
in maps, like there was a trench.
That was
and
awesome.
Water and like the river. I've also seen people make use of like the waterfall and shit like that.
Yeah.
You can throw in lava as well if you're doing flowing things.
I suppose it's 5-4-runner ask with the water.
But yeah, it's still pretty nice.
I'm going to be honest.
A free DLC like that.
In Halo 4, I've used Forge, I think, twice.
I think I used it to get the achievements.
That was it. I used it
to fly around and spawn stuff.
I've never used it.
Halo 3,
the Illusion
time
Forge
spent
wore off for me a long time
ago. Halo 3 used the shit out of Forge. I was like, oh my god, look at this shit. Like Halo Reach, I was like, well, you know, it has things.
It's a little bit better, but now in Halo 4, so people are like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
By the way, is your mask like recon was in Halo 3 and Halo 4?
Well, like a special thing? I actually don't think
devs? So that'd be freaking cool.
I think there is a dev helmet. I think there is, but I'm not too sure what it is.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I didn't even bother looking into it. Like, I didn't
Google
care.
Time!
Yeah, I genuinely just didn't care at all about it, so...
They probably took it out because, like, once people found out about recon, all anyone wanted was the recon helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got so much shit done with that recon helmet. Like, the fucking empty, like, people who clear out maps got recon. Like, people who did crazy shit got recon. It made the community want to, like really participate.
Yeah, the community thrived once recon. Once you realized, oh, if I do this fucking shit, I'll get recon. But then it just became a thing where people would spend all day trying to do stupid shit just to get recon.
Look, have you ever got many videos or are people trying to do amazing stuff to get recon? It's silly.
I remember there was a week where Will wouldn't play Halo because he was trying to make all these fucking different maps to get him recon. I was like, dude, you're not getting it.
And it's retarded. At the same time, it's a bad thing because, like you said, people do stupid things. And
exactly, it stops them playing the game properly.
Yeah, exactly. It takes off the focus of the game and makes it more of a, oh my god, I got this armor, look at me, I'm better than you.
Yeah,
exactly. And then as well, if you see a player run the realm with recon, everyone wants to kill that guy.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's like in Halo 4, it's like those motherfuckers with the goddamn unicorn helmet.
Oh, found the dev helmet. I found it.
Oh, there's actually a dev helmet? Okay, I'm actually having it. Yeah, the unicorn helmet. It's like the helmet you got when you bought the fucking cuts.
Pretty good, Ty. Pretty good.
Oh, God. I wish we had a link dump. We'll wrap one, sure.
Why not?
We're trying to get a link dump up or some shit. Like, come on, that shit's hilarious.
But yeah, 2-3 DLCs. People can go and download those off Xbox Live now, if you want, for Gears of War Judgment and Halo 4. Both completely free, so get those back out.
If you don't like them, don't be bitching. It's free. You don't have to pay.
People are still complaining about
it. People are still complaining. They'd be like, oh fuck, Execution is the same. Shut the fuck up. You got it for free.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could have charged for it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they could have took off part one of your season pass for that shit.
Yeah, exactly. They could have actually done that, to be fair. That would have been really shitty.
Like, until
Chris America, but this bitch, they charge for everything.
Yeah. Murder.
Okay, so what should we do now, Chris?
Well, Well, we've covered that kind of shit, but now, obviously, since this is what we call our GDC special, we should obviously get into GDC.
Okay, so best thing in GDC so far for you is?
Honestly, I mean, there's been quite a lot. I'm quite interested in the APB relaunch because...
That isn't anything to do with GDC.
I thought that was shit at GDC about that.
No, it's just... No? It's just a coincidence, actually. It's,
oh, really?
APB Vendetta is a completely pay up front, unlike APB Reloaded, first person shooter game. It's, as Ty says, it's an awful lot like Brink. You have the whole.
That's why I'm excited for it.
Movement and speed and.
They really need to get their shit together with the freaking hack protection, because there's so many hacks in APB, because I used to play APB a lot.
But yeah, it's weird. People can go and fund the game on Kickstarter. And that's what way they're taking the game. So it's being made by Reloaded Productions, I think.
Yeah.
Their goal is $300,000, I think, for the game. So it's not obviously going to be as big as its title. But it's
they
still...
They can all do it over time, though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Kickstarters, have you heard of that freaking fighting game, the Skull something?
Yeah, Skullgirls,
Skullgirls? They had a fucking... They wanted to add one new character.
And they wanted so much fucking money for it.
They wanted $150,000
for it. Yeah, I seen that.
See, well, that's a problem with Kickstarter now. People keep ripping it.
You know what happened? You know what happened?
They raised enough for five characters.
They raised $850,000 in that one Kickstarter, so they're making five characters, two new maps, whole bunch of voice, like, freaking things.
They're making a new story mode and everything as well.
But, look, I want to be honest. I think that's a better use of Kickstarter than some of the bullshit that goes on with Kickstarter.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Some people rip the piss out of Kickstarter.
We were talking about this yesterday, I think, on Xbox Live, actually.
Yeah, did you guys see the story? There was this, like, millionaire mum who, like, exploded Kickstarter to get her daughter. Like, she put up, my daughter wants to go to, like, RPG programming camp or something, like a role-playing game programming camp. We can't afford to send her. Basically, she thought that by exploiting the fact that their daughter was a female, she could get her all this money. And she only needed like 1,000, but she raised like £20,000. And she like released, actually yesterday, she released a video, like an update. And like her daughter went to the camp, but all she does is sit on her like laptop all day and just doesn't do anything. And she's going to like keep the other 19,000.
So that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
you could call it smart for exploiting people's.
But what makes it worse? Retarded. What makes it worse is the mom is a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, she just exploded.
It's just greed. It just shows that you can really play anything. Like,
now that's just pimping out the people, man.
See,
that's
crazy. Like, Protest a Hero, they funded, I had to get Protest a Hero in on the podcast at some point.
I love this story, though.
Protest a Hero, they got sick of working for the record labels and stuff, so they decided to go and fund their new album entirely from the fans. So they used IndieMogul as opposed to Kickstarter. You see, IndieMogul's kind of the same, except IndieMogul takes a small cut, but it also means that if the project falls through, anything got to, then the people who put the money in get the money back.
Oh, that's good.
So, they funded their entire campaign. I think it wanted something like $250,000 Canadian, and they exceeded that within 24 hours. And like, because of that now, like, I mean, they were giving away some pretty crazy shit. They were giving away like signed guitars, you know, actually the chance to perform on the album, you know, shit like that. Stuff that, you know, you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Alright,
things that got to get used for Kickstarter, but we got a bit of a tangent there, and that was my fault because I mentioned APB because I got confused and thought that was a GDC.
Okay,
gaming
but...
podcast. Holla.
I'll
bring it back to GDC.
That's the thing, but just finishing up on APB so we move off it. The money from the Kickstarter will also help APB Reloaded update to the latest version of Unreal software, which means they can fix some of the issues in the game.
Reloaded software in 2008?
When is this?
Yeah, Unreal 2008 is is APB Reloaded.
But when are they doing this whole funding and fixing APB?
Well, you can... the money that they're going to get on Kickstarter to make Vendetta, the new game, first person.
Yeah, I know. I'm not retarded. I heard you, but like... When is this going to take effect?
It just whenever they make Vendetta, as they're making it, like they'll slowly update Reloaded with the latest version
with
of Unreal.
And stuff like
thanks,
that.
Core.
They haven't given a date yet.
Okay, so you originally asked my favorite thing from GDC, and I fucked up and said APB because I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
but
just a bit.
I gotta go to that Battlefield 4 trailer then.
Battlefield 4, yeah.
Battlefield 4 has to check that shit.
Holy shit, that trailer looks so damn good.
Like, yeah, but, looks like Battlefield 3, but boss.
But are we worried, though, that they're like showing like only like the high, like the op, like the optimal best bits of the game, like it's the top level we can get to,
that's
and then
the
rest
of the
is
game,
gonna be like,
yeah, that's just, that's the start though, that's only the beginning.
Yeah, but like, the opening cinematic is always big.
You see, I get where you're coming from, Chris. You don't want to get into another aliens disaster works, like look at this video and then but I mean Battlefield 3 did it though. Battlefield 3 like went above and beyond really for what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, that Frostbite 3 engine looks really
it, it did.
So I have nothing but confidence in Battlefield 4.
I mean, like, the game... As long as, like, the multiplayer is just as good as Battlefield 3, then I have all my all faith.
As long as they don't start fucking the premium shit. But, so, by the way, something I want to touch on that we talked about last week real quick before we move on here. So early on today, I had to come to my sister's house though, because I had to drop off a few things, and I called up to see my nephews, and he was playing FIFA 2013. And, my God, I've never seen a game with more microtransactions in my life. Like, you don't, like, you spend more time in the game worrying about microtransactions than you actually do playing football. Like, you actually, so you, from what I understand, like, I mean, I'm probably wrong because I've never played the game, but from what I understand, you make your own custom team in the game, and the way you get players is by spending Microsoft points to buy booster packs to get cards, and on the cards you get either players, you get kits, you get badges, you can customize your team.
But it's random. It's completely random.
Yeah, it's completely random. So, like, you could spend... So, say you were going for a certain player. So, for example, we'll take Wayne Rooney as an example here. If you wanted to get him as a player, you could spend, you know, something like 6,500 Microsoft points and still not get him. Wow. And then someone could go out and spend 80 and get him.
I've never heard of that soccer player before. Why don't you do, like, Messi or something?
Yeah, okay, Messi. Yeah, man. Like, so Messi. Messi's, he was, yeah, that's actually who he was trying to get. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get Messi. It's like, how many packs have you bought? He's like, within this week alone, he spent something like £50 on Microsoft points just to try and get Messi.
Wow, holy fuck.
Can I just say one thing that worries me about microtransactions? Have you guys seen the thing that was happening with Apple? Where, like, if you put your like password in for like 15 minutes, it won't dash you for a password again for any game. And then there was kids going on spending like thousands
on
their like little games. Like, what if that happens to like a parent lose their credit card details in your Xbox?
That kid just knows how to play the game, dude.
We don't,
can't play the game.
We don't want to get into the whole debate on microtransactions again. But yeah, Battlefield 4.
No, I just had to bring that up because of last week, because I only found out about it there 3 hours ago, and it was just like, I couldn't just believe that this whole game is just built on microtransactions. But sorry.
Stay off microtransactions.
Tangent.
Battlefield 4.
Microtransactions is good
for most people. No, Ty. No more microtransactions.
Until next week.
Yeah, so then what else did you pick at GDC?
Okay. Me, I'm really happy about the Ouya, or as I've been calling it, the Kui for ages, because I thought the first letter was a Q. But I think it's either going to be big, like game changing. You know, like when the Digiboxes first came out for TV?
Yeah.
Like, people were like, oh, these are either going to go one way or the other.
I don't know if it's going to be groundbreaking as such.
But like but I can see this leading to technology. In a way, now anytime you buy a flat screen TV,
built in.
I can see one day things like the Ouya being built into all TVs.
See,
well, yeah, that's
it. Can go one or two ways here. It can go the way you're saying, where it's going to become groundbreaking and then eventually it'll be integrated in everything, or it's going to go the way of the Dreamcast.
It's going to be
two head. It's just going to go underlooked because, you know, it's going to be like, you know, I could buy the Ouya, or I could just save that $100 or that £100 and buy the next gen 360 or the next gen PlayStation.
But I mean, I think as long as it doesn't try to be more than what it is, it'll be fine. Like, it shouldn't be trying to compete.
I mean, it has a lot of competitors, though, to be in fairness, though, because, I mean, through at GDC, there was reviews on the Ouya, there was also reviews on the Shield, the Steam Box, and the GameStick. So those four products right there, all of which are individual standing from Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony.
Which sucks.
Like, they're all going to be competing for, because you're not going to buy all four of those, you're going to buy one. Maybe if you're rich, you'll buy two, but you wouldn't buy all four. Ty would probably buy all four, she's a little rich fucking motherfucker. You know. How's that hooker treating you now, Ty?
Oh, pretty good. I've been sick for like a week and a half.
Yeah. You haven't been happy self.
That's the thing though, there's quite a lot of these in smaller games consoles coming out. I mean, like, there's the Shield, the portable one. There's the Steam Box.
The Steam Box is the main hype, in all honesty.
Steam claimed that they had nothing to do with Steam Box. Steam Box is just riding the Steam train. You know, like, yeah, we getting the Steam name up on our bitch. And we're like, no. No, it has nothing to do with
so Steam. So they're not doing out linked of it at all?
It's just a tiny-ass PC.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's a tiny-ass PC.
That's the thing is, as technology comes on, like, as you get older, you realize that games consoles are just going to eventually end up as computers.
Yeah, but that's not even a games console, dude. It's this little thing that plays just games, but it's not even a game console because it does Steam, it does the Battlefield shit, Origin, right? Is that what it's called?
Origin's a piece of
Origin.
Shit.
Origin sucks, just like Windows Live. I think Windows Live is the worst out of all of them.
You'd think Windows Live would work the best, though, in fairness. You'd think out of, like, Origin and shit, Windows Live would work the best.
The one we're running on Windows.
Yeah. No. Piece of shit.
They're getting rid of, like, Windows Live.
Yeah, I tried playing fucking... Mm-hmm. I have Street Fighter 4, which is against Windows Live. And see, trying to fucking log in, like, you just give up. Like, you just have to fucking give up.
I just hope Dark Souls doesn't run on Windows Live. Because on PC, Dark Souls runs on Windows Live. And it's such a bitch to find your friends in game. It's Windows Live sucks. It sucks.
But, like, you say there's a lot of these little micro things coming out, but they all sort of jumped on the OES coattails. Because it was the first big one. Like, it kicked off Kickstarter. And it drew a lot of attention into Kickstarter. Like, it was relatively unknown until everyone, like, twiked onto this, oh, this OUYA thing's amazing, we should all, like, go to Kickstarter and check it out. And then all these other people were like, hey, we can build small games consoles for the Android marketplace as well.
Yeah, but that's the thing they're gonna, so they're gonna compete.
That's how it goes. That's just how it starts, though. I mean, that's how everything starts.
I mean, I my AC up, my nipple's getting hard because it's so fucking cold in here.
Like, I'm most excited about the OUYA because, like, I think it's going to be the best quality one, but I think the advantage the other ones have is that they were able to read up all the stuff that OUYA was going to do and think, well, we cannot.
Yeah, just think ahead of it, yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah,
it's kind of like where, like, Xbox and PS3 compete to be like, who's going to be announced first, because then the other one just tries to top the previous announcement. You know?
That's like, I mean, just getting off these consoles for a while, everyone was super fucking pissed at GDC that was nothing on the 720. But I called that shit. I said there's going to be nothing on 360.
There's nothing going to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be their own conference or E3.
Yeah, I don't understand, because, like, Sony did that with the PS4. Why
would Microsoft do anything different?
Thing? Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of me thinks that Xbox is putting off for so long because they saw all the PS3 stuff and was like, oh, we got to go rework some stuff.
They're playing the game, or the man. PS4, they know how to do. They know
how
to do
business.
It.
It's business.
They're a big-ass company. They're pimps.
I think they saw all the PS4 stuff and weren't prepared and were like, we got to go rework a lot of stuff.
They realized their hoes weren't up to quality of the PS3 hose, so they had to readjust their whole quality to reach the PS4 quality.
So you can get a good high hoe level.
You have to have optimal hoe level.
Yeah, you have to have your optimal pimpage
this,
level.
This is Ty's rating system for a games console.
Yeah,
this is like Ty's seal of approval goes on a games console. So hoe level is this high.
So Ty, how many hoes would you give to the PS Store at the minute?
The PS4 at the minute has to have a solid 20 hoes.
20 hoes?
Out of what though? What's the scale? What's the scale though?
The scale is 30 hoes maximum.
Okay.
After
okay. That's pretty good then.
You have too many hoes after 30 hoes. You can't control your hoes at that point.
I'm liking this hoe rating system. I think we should stick to this.
So, the official rating system for the BDB podcast is now on the scale of 0 to 30 hoes.
Yeah, how many hoes would Ty give it? We should have a thing every week. Ty's corner. How many hoes would you give
it? Okay, so yeah, every week we will have Ty rate a product from 0 to 30 hoes.
Okay. Today's product, BioShock Infinite, 25 hoes.
Oh, have you played it, Ty? Have you played it?
I have played a little bit of it, and I love it. I love it. It's BioShock. It's great. It's new. It's innovative. I love it.
Is it 25 hoes?
We now have our whole rating corner. Okay. Anyway, Chris, did you see the Razer Sabertooth?
I don't. I really don't
even know.
You're
not going to ask any more, like, who's favorite? You ask Will and a lion, and now none of me?
Oh,
and Accord.
Sorry.
That's just rude, okay?
I didn't skip this shit. Cord, okay, so, okay, Ty. So, the Shield, the Steam Box, and the Game Stick. What do you think? I mean, that's what we've all been talking about, but out of GDC?
What's my favorite
GDC?
GDC,
favorite thing.
Oh, most def Metal Gear Solid 5's Fox Engine.
Fucking crawl, bitch!
It was impressive. The engine was extremely impressive.
It's real life, but awesomer.
It's like, yeah. I just felt as if that their fucking kid from the dentist just like, is this real life? I mean,
Although, you know, I've seen the bit where it showed you like the moisture on the guy's jacket, and I'm often thinking to myself when I'm playing games, that doesn't look damp enough. So I'm so glad that they rectified that.
Now you have your great dampage level you can judge
at. I do. I'm like, wow.
As long as this game is this damp, it is this quality.
Imagine Bioshock 2 with that engine. I could cry. I could cry, guys. Everything would be so dark.
We'll render your tears on the Fox engine. It'll be fine.
My tears would be more realistic on the Fox engine than they are in real life.
What about the day and night cycle?
Man, that thing looked legit.
That whole trailer for Metal Gear Solid 5 was in-game. They did the day and night cycle for the trailer, and it was awesome. Yeah.
I love how during the day it looked like a Call of Duty game, but at night it looked like Metal Gear Solid.
I know, Metal Gear Solid, it looks great and everything. We just need to actually see a little bit more gameplay then.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knew that was going to be a Metal Gear Solid game at E3. Once that trailer came up at E3, it was like... yeah, it was E3. No, they showed the trailer at E3, did not.
The original trailer.
And yeah. Who loved the freaking gameplay video of 3.5 minutes of Snake crawling on the ground? Like,
fucking life. Fucking that bitch of noclip, though.
This asshole's like, yo, we need to climb down the stairs. Snake's like, damn, nigga. I'm all up and crawling this bitch. I can't climb downstairs.
And that is why we're explicit.
All right, we'll take the elevator. And all of a sudden, this flame demon comes out. We're not taking the elevator anymore. Snake was volunteering the stairs at that point.
As you pointed out, Ty, Snake looks actually younger in this one. And I think that's because he's actually like a different clone of Big Boss. I don't think it's the Snake.
I noticed that. Because Snake is brown here
in this game. I'm going to be completely honest. Yeah. I haven't played a Metal Gear Solid game. I played Metal Gear Solid 1. And I played Metal Gear Solid VR Missions, both in the PS1. That's my experience with Metal Gear Solid.
I played
starting at 3, and I loved it.
Did you jump in Metal Gear Solid? Did you get the Metal Gear Solid train at all?
Oh, well, I liked it. It looked pretty good.
I didn't get a PS2 when the PS2 first came out, so I didn't get Metal Gear Solid 2 or anything like that. And then when I had the option to get a PS2, I opted for the GameCube instead.
If I were you, Chris, I would pick up the HD collection for the Xbox. It's worth playing.
Oh, okay.
I picked that up, and I found it really hard to play the first Metal Gear Solid.
We actually didn't get the first one.
Did
it include the first one?
I could download the Twin Snakes emulator for the GameCube, so I mean, you could try it that way.
You could. Although I gotta say, I really can't follow the story on Metal Gear Solid. It's kind of like being stuck
it's
in the Cost of Loss.
Yeah, it's
really
stupid.
You know, it's pretty much with Metal Gear Solid. It's like unless you know what it is, it's as if you've been thrown halfway into a TV series.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's Japanese. You know, they like have those crazy stories in all their games. Like Katarina game or what was her name? That game.
Yeah, sure.
Crazy as balls.
Oh, do you mean Catherine?
Catherine.
Man, that story was fucked up. That game, like, as a puzzle game, that game was great, but as a story game, fucked up.
Although, I guess something about Metal Gear Solid that makes me so nervous is that I feel the need to get constant piss breaks during gameplay just in case a really long cutscene starts up.
but the cutscenes were so long.
Each cutscene's like a movie.
You could skip the cutscenes, though.
I hope there's less this time, because in Metal Gear Solid 4, there was way too damn many for me.
I don't want less cutscenes. I want shorter cutscenes.
Shorter cutscenes.
Or maybe in gameplay, they have the guy's voice in the background, like, talking shit while you're doing it, instead of you having to watch this guy talk shit for half an hour.
I think there should be a subtle hint that there's a cutscene coming up so you can go take a piss break.
Just have a big voice symbol. Warning, cutscene approaching. Like, oh, well, fuck, like, pause and piss.
Not even anything big. Just like
something on the top right corner that has a middle finger and says you're about to get fucked for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just a picture of a toilet that appears flashing in the upper right-hand corner.
Just that, you know.
Yeah, because it ruins the gameplay for me, constantly going out for a piss break. Yeah. I'm just like, what if a cutscene comes up? I don't want to miss anything. I better go over.
Worst is when you have to take a shit. Or explosive diarrhea. And you're just sitting there, like, ready to explode. You're ready to grab your TV and put it in your bathroom.
Oh, God.
That's what you should do. You should play Metal Gear Solid in the bathroom.
That would be so much better.
Your hands get too sweaty because it's so intense. Wash your hands. Go back to playing.
I think we should get together and invent the Metal Gear Solid toilet. Basically like a converted lazy boy. You know? You get some speakers up on the headrest, massage feature. Take off your pants.
You know what? I'm thinking a foot massager.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking when you get the game, you get a little Japanese girl to massage your feet. Awesome.
Okay. Right.
Also, a mini fridge.
Anyway, so, yeah, Jared, what's your favorite thing about GDC?
Well, I don't know. There's been a couple of pieces of interesting, like, technology at GDC. Like, we had the Razer Sabertooth for one.
Say interesting.
I say
potential letdown. And by potential, well, I mean it's going to be a letdown.
Right. They fucked up the controller once.
They fucked up the Onza so badly, though. It wasn't even like a little bit. Like, it was just problem after problem for that thing.
But This time, hopefully, it's a bit better. Like, I ain't gonna buy one until I've read reviews.
I probably still won't buy
the Razer.
I'm so close to buying the Razer Onza.
I was gonna buy the Onza, and then the MLG controller came out, and I was like, well, I'd rather have the MLG controller over the Onza.
That's the thing, though. The MLG controller is, it's quite nice, and it's similar to the Sabertooth, but...
One thing I don't like about the Sabertooth, the art and the MLG controllers is that the size and shape of it is so different. Like, you know, if you haven't, like, I've got a 360 pad in my hands right now, like, I've got the Halo 3 Spartan pad.
Yeah.
Like, I've customized this myself, like, I've took out the vibration pads and I put some PlayStation 2 thumbsticks on this.
Yeah.
You know, and I could not use a Halo pad.
But the Sabertooth, it comes with, like...
Make your own pod.
Yeah,
but the Sabertooth, it comes with 4 multifunction buttons that can be removed, which is nice, and...
Can I just say, why we're on the subject of the buttons, I think there are way too many buttons. I mean, this thing looks like it would be dangerous in the hands of the North Koreans. Like, there are just too many buttons.
Well, I think that's the thing, though. A lot of these multifunction buttons, they are useless on 360, but... The controller also works on PC, which I suppose is nice.
Yeah, which is
amazing. That justifies it, I suppose. That does kind of justify that.
Because I got a Razer Naga Epic, and I use every single one of my buttons for Dota.
Yeah.
What is Dota stand for? Sorry.
Defense of the Ancients.
Okay, thank you. You guys said this a lot in the last podcast, and I had no idea what it was.
Then the other piece of technology that was interesting was the Radeon HD 7990.
Oh, it's the world's fastest graphics card so far.
So far, yeah.
So far, you have to say so far.
Give it like
a low price of an arm and a leg.
Yeah,
probably.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. You know, with graphics that good, you don't need one arm. Snake gets by one arm. You saw the trailer.
Yeah, we actually don't know the specs of this thing though yet. But what the claims are being made to it, I suppose it'll be pretty high end anyway.
Yeah, so all you graphics junkies out there, you'll give a testicle for this one.
Keep your last not.
So, can we go back to something one minute? We sort of like skipped over the shield, which I think is
we did skip
there.
The shield a little bit, yeah.
We did skip the shield. I mean,
need
I just,
to talk about.
The shield is like basically a control with a screen, and I think that have you seen the Wii U recently and all? I mean, this seems to be going to be like the next big like.
It's a new
like,
trend.
Screen,
it's just
cards.
A new trend.
Yeah, this is the new trend.
It's motion controls for the handicap.
Yeah, exactly. But I think this is the new thing. First we had motion control, and then we had touch pads on everything. And I think the next thing is going to be screens on controls.
I think that's a bad idea. Like, on the Wii U, it makes sense. That's fine. It's a tablet. If you start putting screens on the PlayStation controllers and the 360 controllers, it's like, oh, you know that thing you get really pissed off on the head on tables and through? Yeah, here's a fucking screen on it.
But you know what I think?
I don't know what to look at, the TV or my controller.
But what I think would be a better option, okay? How many of you guys have smartphones?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we all do.
Yeah, you guys. And, I mean, most smartphones come with Bluetooth probably at some point. What if they just let your console sync to your smartphone and
they
then
have
it was like an option?
They have that. Smart glass.
No, but
smart
I mean, like, but that could optionally be like your second screen.
Well,
I think that's
see,
better.
Smart glass isn't even, I like smart glass because it means like if I get messages and shit, I don't want to bring up my guard, I can use my phone for it if I really can't be fucked. There was rumors of a while back of the new Xbox console having a screen on the controller. Where you could, like, you know, if you got a message pop up, you could read your message on the screen instead, or you could, like, accept game invites from the little screen. But, you know, if you look at the 360 controller, like, we still have a 360 controller lying about right now. Like, yeah. Well, the four of us, maybe we have people listening, but if you have a 360 controller, but you look at that and you feel that controller, it's perfect. It's the perfect size, the perfect shape, it fits nicely in the hands. Now, they would not want to change this design on the new console. This controller, I don't see this getting changed for the new console at all.
No, I mean, the control's part of the appeal. Like, I don't like the look of the PS4's little touchpad, because I think it just looks too big and red in the middle of the control.
But it does have blue light,
too. Oh, well, fucking that justifies it. Stick a blue light on something.
That blue light actually is used for motion tracking.
Yeah, it's the move integration.
I don't know. I don't like motion tracking. I didn't like Kinect.
I like Kinect. That's just because I fucking love Dan Santorlu.
I don't know.
Funny as shit, the motion controls, you throw your controller on the ground because you're pissed. It's like... You pissed off? Take a break. Fuck you, PS4, I want to take
a break. I would so do that too, like, I would sense your controller just not in your hands anymore. I would just be yo, calm down.
I'm so worried.
Guys, by the way, new simulator game, a bridge simulator.
Oh, yes. Bring it to me.
It sounds good. I mean, you can put some joist up in there. you know?
But it's like, so anyway, but about the Sabretooth anime and stuff again. The Sabretooth does look quite interesting. Like, I mean, it looks like a decent enough controller, but it just looks like a rehash of the MLG controller with an LED touchscreen on. I do like the fact you can actually program it though. That is an interesting, you know, feature to have it.
Yeah, that is quite
I think
nice.
It's customizable as well, isn't it? Like, if you look through the pictures on the website, it shows it with, like, different color buttons.
Well, I mean, you can change the buttons, or you could, like, put grips on thumbsticks, but, I mean, it's not like the MLG pad, where you can, like, rearrange where... Yeah, you can't take the face pad off, like you can't that. Rearrange where, like, you know, the sticks and the D-pad is. You know, it's not like that. So, I mean, although it is interesting, like, it could be doing a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, what's the price tag on this thing?
I don't think there is one just
yet. I mean,
yet.
What was the answer? The answer was like $80, $90, wasn't it?
50 quid,
yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, so
for a control, though, does it justify being 50
Well, I mean, if you buy... I bought the special... Well, I didn't buy the special Gears of War control. I got it for Christmas or some shit. The Gears of War pad, when it came out, the Omen one, with like the twisted D-pad, which is actually a pretty good thing. It was, I think that was like 45 or 40.
$80 the controller's being priced as.
Yeah, so
I
that's,
think if
that's
you're,
not too
if you're
bad,
going to
actually.
Use it... If you're going to use it for the PC as well, I think...
Yeah,
it justifies
it going for multiple things. But, I mean, but as a 360
Xbox
controller, I'd rather just buy, you know, a 360 pad, buy some thumbsticks, take... I mean, just do it myself.
Yeah. Is that a little screen on the bottom of it?
Yeah, that's the LED screen. That's where you program, you know, the buttons. That's where you select your profiles, things like that.
Oh.
I remember... It was a few months back, maybe a year or so back, Jared. It was something that you heard rumors of, saying that with the new 360 pad, it's going to detect the way you hold your controller, and then automatically sang you in when you touch your controller.
Yeah.
Send those rumors to that.
What if your controller was a transformer? Transformed your hands.
Oh.
Ah, see, yeah, you've got Selby's interest,
now.
Oh, try not to nerdgasm this too much, Selby, because we don't have, you know, 2.5 hours of you to go into Tangent and Transformers here.
Can I do an Optimus Prime impression real quick?
No.
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 Just a little one.
I made such a big mistake. I started up Dota. Now all my Dota people are inviting me like crazy.
Ty. Why do you do things in little podcasts?
I just wanted to check my backpack for all my items.
Chris, what do I hear about the Half-Life 3 people being teased?
Oh yeah, like fucking everyone's shitting themselves on that Half-Life 3 teaser, like Knots and stuff, even starting to tweet about it.
Valve are still pretty tight-lipped about it.
I mean, they're going to be. They're not just going to something like, oh yeah, Half-Life 3, here you go. Like,
Valve said nothing about Half-Life 3. Half-Life 3.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is right now. Everyone's on the fucking shitstorm with it's coming out next month, you know?
Half-Life.
Oh, it's not coming out
next. I'm going to be honest. I haven't finished any Half-Life games. I'm not a fan of them.
I agree with Ty. I think
everything Valve makes is very good quality and amazing. But the Half-Life bandwagon is a little intense.
It's overloaded.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people jump on it without really knowing what's
going
on.
I've never finished Half-Life 1, I've never finished Half-Life 2. In fact, the fact that Half-Life 2 was on the orange box made me not want to have the orange box anymore. Because I'm never going to play that. Yeah.
Although, there was a thing that I loved that Half-Life 2 done. You know the achievement you can get for carrying a gnome through the whole game?
That was
I love it when games do stuff like that.
No, it's in Half-Life 2.
They brought it back in Half-Life 2. It's an Easter egg in Half-Life 2.
It's so much worse in Half-Life 2, because you pick it up like the start of the game, and you gotta take it all the way to the end of the fucking game. Like, there's a driving sequence, and you gotta, like, jam it into the car.
Yeah, you have to, like, wedge it on your fucking boat and shit.
Yeah. Like, it's hilarious. So I love it when games do stuff like that.
If you hit a wake and the gnome falls, you gotta go swimming.
I was laughing. I called him Gnomon, and I got really attached to him.
What was his name? Yeah. Noam Chomsky?
Noam Chomsky was Death for Dad's one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same name.
I don't know, but I got really attached to him, and then like I got to the end of the game and I was so sad.
But yeah, it'd be nice if Valve give us some more information on Half-Life 3.
Well, I mean, the Half-Life 3 thing, that's been floating around for so long now. It's just a complete piss take of what it is now.
But I think Valve is a good enough company that you can pretty much... You know, whatever they're going to release, it's going to be good. They don't really have to release a lot.
Yeah, but
like,
all that's going to come from Half-Life 3... is disappointment.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So
there's been way too much hype. There's way too much hype. Nothing can live up to the hype of Half-Life 3's had so far.
People are saying it's orgasm in a box. I mean,
they've seen nothing about it yet. It's like
even
there's no trailers for it yet.
Orgasm in a box.
Like it hasn't been a trailer. I mean, it hasn't been screenshots. There's been nothing, and people are already calling it orgasm in a box, game of the year candidate, all this shit. It's like there's nothing.
The hype surrounding the game has become more than the game can ever be.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a game that had that previously. I'm trying to think of what it was, but It had the exact same. It was Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem. Like, it was like, oh my god, game of the year.
Nothing can live up to 15 years of hype, though.
Nothing. Oh, exactly. Yeah, but
fucking Harry still has to eat that shoe, by the way.
You know that.
Harry still has to eat that shoe. Fucking beat that bitch in your place day one.
What?
the first day of the game development course that me and Jared met in. And the only girl in our class was bitching about Duke Nukem not being coming out, and I was like, oh no, it's been announced, it's coming out in like 3 months or whatever. And she was like, yeah, whatever, I'll eat a shoe, and the game came out. You know, when I said it would. And bitch still didn't eat a shoe.
You guys could tell shoe eating stories, but I can't say Bumblebee stopped lubricating the
yes.
An album.
But I mean, it wasn't anything bad on her, anything got to her. It was just, I really wanted to see you the shoe. Like, I really want to see, I want you the shoe. Like, it wasn't as if she was being stupid or anything got there. It's just, I like being right.
Can we get her in the next episode eating shoes? And all you can hear in the background is, all you hear in the background is like,
it's like, oh, fuck, I'm shooting a water today.
Why did I pick a boot?
There wasn't a whole lot at GDC.
Not as much as I had hoped for.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as big.
GDC
anymore.
Isn't really something that people really look forward to talk about stuff at, you know? It's more for people to come and talk to developers and get some hands-on time of stuff that's already being announced, you know? And
yeah, go
ahead.
The only other thing that I can think of that was probably worth mentioning to me is probably Unreal 4.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really a lot. They didn't really get to see a lot about Unreal 4. It was pretty much just people got to use it.
Well, but we've seen it. We've seen
yeah,
it before.
Yeah,
we've
seen a lot of it, though.
Yeah.
Is this the engine or the game?
Engine.
The engine.
Oh, okay.
Not
you picked the term and shit.
Yes, I am. I'm an idiot.
I remember that. What was it? It was Unreal. I got Unreal Tournament. I think it was Unreal Tournament 3 that came out for on the 360. My main reason for getting it was it came with the Gears of War 2 shit. I think I don't know if it was a demo or if it was just videos.
Beta was the beta.
I think it was just the videos.
I don't know. But me and Seth, we both went and got it the same day, and we played it. And it was like, really.
Yeah.
I bought it for $5 or shit.
We got it day one.
Unreal is kind of like, what if Gears had a lower budget and some crappy vehicles?
I love 2004, though. Like, 2004
Gears
Championship.
Unreal Championship is the best. Championship's my battle tournament.
I just love driving my car with razor blades on it.
who doesn't love doing that? But what about the game tag?
The game is the car with razor blades. That's all I know of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had a real car with razor blades. I'm disappointed.
No, that's my second car.
Another thing that they were talking about this year, GDC, though, which is just something that, I mean, I don't understand why we need it or why it's even being done, the Oculus Rift. The Virtual Boy 2.0, really.
Oh, yeah, that thing?
I don't know, it's getting a reputation for making people sick.
Yeah, mostly sickness and causing headaches and...
The thing that I don't get about it as well is why wouldn't you just go buy a pair of those fucking cinema goggles you can get that are so much smaller and more refined and you can plug your Xbox into?
See, yeah. that
or just don't buy them at all and don't go blind when you're like 10.
If you're letting a 10-year-old play with that kind of equipment, they deserve to go blind.
I mean, the Virtual Boy was canned for multiple reasons. One being it was a failure, two being there was no good games. But it was so bulky, it made people sick. You know, you couldn't wear it for a long period of time. Like, could you imagine sitting down and trying to do, you know, complete run through of Halo 4?
It's like watching four hobbits in a row if you're playing games for a day.
It would murder your eyes completely. I mean,
my eyes get sore playing a normal game on my normal TV.
Yeah, I mean,
imagine how much of a bitch it is if you have to take a piss and you're wearing that freaking headset.
You have to unstrap it, fucking take it off, fucking.
Or you could just go blind to your bathroom and take a piss with it on and pee
we could include this in our Metal Gear Solid toilet.
Oh yeah, we can. So, Metal Gear Solid 3D Virtual Boy, then have
toilets and games don't work. I remember a friend of mine, Selby's, a friend Luke. He had a wireless headset and wireless controller. He's like, "Yo guys, go and take a piss." And he went to take a piss, brought a shit with him, and he dropped his controller in his toilet.
Oh, well done.
You go. I was just like, really? He's like, "Can I borrow one?" He's like, "I mean, will you drop it in the toilet? Or I mean, what's going to happen with this?"
I think gaming on the toilet should stay in your phone where it belongs.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom without, like, your smartphone?
Oh, never. Cool. Even back when smartphones weren't around, I went forward in time to get
like,
one.
No, honestly, I mean, the little day I had to go to the bathroom, I didn't, and like, I left my phone upstairs, and it killed me. It was the worst thing ever.
You know what's weird is it feels kind of, you feel like you're trying to have a conversation with someone and you know you just don't know what to say. Like it feels really awkward. Just like you're in your bathroom, you're like, so it's just me and you, bathroom. And it's kind of like you don't have the game to take your attention off it. And you're like, everything in my bathroom is watching me.
Yeah. Fucking ties like gunshot guy. No, what the hell is this? Oh, go down.
Look at the mirror.
What is it? Jesus Christ. Ty just linked us a picture of a girl taking a naked picture of herself, but she blanked out her face with like paint or some shit. There's a mirror on the wall, and you can clearly see her face.
Also, she's got a lot of hand lotion.
Anyway, tangents and stuff
tangents
here. But...
again. Nope.
Okay, I want to break. Can I break it back to some? What about the fucking Facebook game being a $2 billion? Not 2 million. $2 billion industry.
I don't, and Jared was literally Jared.
There's like no point talking about this because it's not surprising.
Jared has literally sent me Skype message being like, "Jared, don't talk about Facebook. There's no point." And then Selfie just boom.
You know what? I had to bring it up because I think it's stupid that they're worth $2 billion.
That's not really stupid. That's not stupid.
Think about it.
I mean, no, because people do put money into those games. Like companies put
awful.
Companies put money into making those games, and then people who play those games sometimes put money into those games. Like, so, it's not ridiculous to expect it to be worth, you know, a lot of money. $2 billion, you know, that surprised me, that it was $2 billion. But, it's, you know, it could be a lot worse than what it is. I mean, it's popular amongst people who can't afford consoles, people who don't want to play games all the time, people who just want something to do when they're bored. It's popular towards them. So it does make sense it's worth money. Obviously, it's not something that appeals to us at all. So... we're not going to be able to talk about it because it doesn't.
But my issue just with it is that, like, $2 billion and they haven't like improved the quality of the games at all. It's like basically with most Facebook games, you pay to wait. Like, it's like you could do this, but you got to wait 24 hours, and you can pay to take like an hour off, but you're still paying then to wait 23 hours.
No, like, actually, there's something I can remember there. I know Jared's gonna get me pissed off because we're staying on Facebook games.
We don't need the. This
is actually something that's a bit annoying. The Kingdom Hearts series, you know, the really successful series. You know, we've had all the games. The next Kingdom Hearts game is a Facebook web browser game.
Oh.
Awesome, not.
I mean, Japan get Kingdom Hearts 1 HD, the final mix, and the rest of the world get the browser game. Like, we're getting the HD remix version eventually over here, but the browser game, I don't understand that. I mean, you think about it. I mean, they could at least the game.
It doesn't even look good. I looked at it. It looks like garbage.
Yeah, it does look like garbage.
It's like a 2D side scroll. Looks like.
Yeah.
It's gonna come up like, oh, you want to recruit Donald to your party? You gotta wait 3 fucking days.
It's like, no. It's gonna be like, oh, get 4 fangs to send you the magic duck feathers, and then you can get Donald.
Donald was the best you could have on your team in Kingdom Hearts 2. The perfect wizard. He's a perfect ranged guy. Goofy just was round with his shield. Just he didn't know what the hell to do. Just
it's
started
Goofy.
Smashing.
What
the
did you expect? He ain't exactly in Mensa. Like his name's Goofy for a reason.
I mean. That's one of those games that's so popular. They could have put that game on a platform. I mean, there's already games on the PSP. There's already games on the 3DS. I mean, they could have just stuck that in the 3DS or some shit.
But you know, as well, as like a whole lot of, like, I think there's opportunities for what could be really good games, but because they put them on the whole Facebook, they become terrible. Like, there was the Avengers Battle for Earth, which I really enjoyed, me being a massive Marvel fan. But, like, it would have been so much better as, like, a DS game or something like that.
Yeah, I
like,
mean,
and they could have done more with it. And I give,
there's
and I
options for developers to do this, because they could have made more money making it onto that kind of thing.
No, that's the thing. They probably make more money putting it on Facebook. And as long as people keep playing them and paying to play them, that's going to keep being the way. We need to get people back. We need to get people back on their DSs and their PlayStation Vitas.
We'd really like it if you bought a PlayStation Vita.
Yeah. Just don't play these things on Facebook. Don't fund it. Don't fuel it.
Yeah.
Get them to start making proper games again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's not one really has anything else they'd like to talk about.
Can I bring up something that Ty brought up last week? Is that I'm really excited about Vengeance.
Vengeance?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's Vengeance?
No, not Vengeance. what do you call that game that's like linked to the TV show?
No,
Defiance. Defiance. So you were reading the notes. That's where you fucked up. You were reading the notes.
Defiance. Ty, I'm also extremely excited about Defiance.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Have you seen the trailer for the TV show yet?
Oh yeah, it looks orgasmic.
But did you know that the TV show affects the game?
Yeah, I know. That's where all the expansion packs come in. There's five released expansion packs. It's going to be the season pass, and everything that happens in the TV show will affect the game. And it's a persistent world that relies on it's the game. Don't be worried about the game, because the game and the TV show are made at the same exact times in development of even first talking about it. The first thing they brought up was game and TV show. So what it's going to be is going to be perfect gameplay. It looks amazing. It's Borderlands plus awesome.
I know. Oh, it looks so good. I watched so much and read so much.
It looks so good. And freaking, the TV show is just going to affect the persistent world amazing. Like when they add new alien creatures, everything.
If like a nuke goes off in the TV show and blows up half the planet, you go back to your game. That bit of the planet's gone. You can't go there.
It's going to be freaking awesome. And the thing that's awesome about it too is the game's, when they add stuff with the season pass, people who didn't buy the season pass will still get to play it, but they won't get to use the content in the area. Like if you get an item in that area, you won't be able to use the item, but you'll still be able to play through all the quests and everything that the TV show releases for the game, which is cool
I'm loving the thought of, like, you know, saving my game in, say, like, a big city, and then going watching the TV show and seeing something really, like, bad happening to that city and thinking, oh god, I left my character there.
it's a very, very interesting
It's a really good concept.
I mean, I can see a lot of games in the future maybe trying to, you know, integrate this kind of thing. Okay, but we've been going for actually almost an hour here, so we're up this top. So we'll finish this topic off and then we'll get wrapped up here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Last thing I would say about this is going to be like the fucking the Queen, you know? It's either going to tank or it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be awesome.
Somebody's audio quality died.
Your audio did drop a little bit, but that.
Sorry, is that better?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're going to wrap up anyway. Okay, so just. Well, we'll wrap it up here real quick, but before, we're just going to wrap up with this. Before the podcast started, Ty was asking top 5 favorite Pokemon. So I think we should finish this podcast with top 5 favorite Pokemon.
Okay. I'll go first. It's got to be Charizard, straight off the bat. Of course. Best Pokemon ever. Lucario, I fucking love. I love me some Steel types, so I'm going to throw in a Steelix. Because, fuck yeah, Steelix. I'm a big fan of the Feraligatr. Just randomly, like, I really like Feraligatr.
Cool.
Hey, you know, he's awesome. I don't know, who would my fifth one be? That's a tricky one. I'm stuck in, like, the first two generations, and I don't know why. Like, I really like Blaziken, but I've already got a good fire type in there.
I mean, you're not building a team,
though. Oh, no. Oh, well, true. What is a Pokemon at all? I always like to have a Steelix, but I've already said that. Probably Aron, or Luron. What do you call the final version of that Iron Ring?
Aggron.
That's it. I love Aggron. Like, I see there's Steelix or an Aggron on my team all the time. But Charizard, fuck you.
Okay, go ahead, Ty.
Mine?
Yeah.
Ooh. Quilava, for sure.
Nice.
And, Houndoom. Houndoom has to be some of the top. Oh, let's see what else we got. Ooh, ooh.
It's tough, isn't it?
I would have to say Scizor. Amazing Pokemon. Darkrai. Can't leave out Darkrai.
A legendary, really, Ty?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, okay, dude. So let's see what else we got. What were, like, my favorite Pokemon to play? Oh, everyone's gonna be pissed off at this. Farfetch'd.
Farfetch'd is awesome, though.
Greatest thing ever. And I'm gonna wrap it all up with a Squirtle.
Jared?
Ty likes a little Squirtle in the mornings.
I don't know about five.
You gotta squeeze five out of this.
Kavalion, just to annoy you. I don't know, like, I'm just sort of a fan of, like, the original stuff, so, like, you like some Pikachu, then your starters and stuff like that.
Just force yourself for five.
I can't do five.
Well, Kobalion, Pikachu, and the first three starters are five.
Yeah.
That's it, that's what you're going for?
I wonder what Chris's number one will be.
Well, oh dear. I mean, number one has to be Articuno.
Oh, what? Really? I did not see that coming.
You can't be surprised if you knew me, honestly. I mean, come on.
He fucking loves Articuno, guys.
I do.
Like, he's upset. He's a whole fool.
Oh, Jared knows. Jared's quite aware of this.
Yeah.
We were playing, like, Pokemon, like, board game, and I took his Articuno and
I just threw the board. I was like, nah, fuck. We're done here.
Oh, I forgot to say one of my all-time favorites, Crobat. And, oh, I can't believe I forgot my favorite, Gengar. Gengar's my favorite Pokemon. Favorite.
Ty, that's like that's seven, guy.
Okay.
Okay, I'll bump down Houndoom, and I'll bump down Squirtle, and put those two up there.
Right.
Anyway, so Articuno, Alakazam, because he's awesome. Yeah. I really like your Mega. I like your Mega. Metagross, obviously, because he's sick as shit.
Mega's the ladybug thing, right?
No, your Mega's the like dragonfly.
Yeah, Mega's the final form of Yama.
He's awesome. My last one, I was quite torn between. I mean, I like Politoed. I really do like Politoed. Yeah. I wouldn't like the shiny Politoed. But I mean, so for that reason, I guess I'll go Flygon.
I can't believe no one has Gyarados in their top.
He's overrated. Thanks. Overrated.
He's overrated.
Not, I don't think he's overrated. He's awesome. He's just overused.
Yeah.
Oh, Seadra too. Seadra's
oh, Kindra's
awesome
sick. Too. Right, once we get in the Pokemon, we're not stopping.
Okay right, well.
Seadra is...
We'll have to do one solely.
Anyway, we'll wrap this up.
Jared, you obviously need to go, okay? You go, we'll go on a level.
No, because we might as well wrap this up. Keep this for the next one.
Keep it for the next one. We're just going to talk about Pokemon for a while.
We'll do a Pokemon Action Y special someday.
No, never. We're wrapping it up. Thank you for coming to BDB Podcast. Yeah, it was great hanging out with you guys.
Right, okay.
Love you guys also, because I hate you all.
Okay, shut up, Ty. Okay, so we're done. So this was our quick GDC wrap-up and our second episode. We should be recording another episode possibly this Wednesday, if everyone's down for that.
Yeah,
sure.
I love how everyone says,
Will I still be a special guest?
I don't know, maybe.
Because you're special.
Fucking got special. Him. Got him good. But anyway, okay, thank you for listening. If you listen to this on Facebook or whatever, we are now available on iTunes.
Woo.
So if you just search BDB Podcast into iTunes, you'll find us there. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating. I feel like I'm on YouTube right now. Subscribe and leave a rating, guys.
We should be on YouTube.
That's for next week. But me and Jared have to talk about YouTube next week. But, Okay, thanks for listening, guys. And, subscribe and mute that shit.
Bye, everyone.
Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Fuck you, niggas.
God damn it, Ty.